Excusez-moi. Basically, exposure to BPA is particularly bad for infants and young children, and now a new, like, it's super...
I'm Mark Gray, and this is Stephen Gray, and welcome to the I Love Weight Loss podcast.
Hi, this is Mark from iloveweightloss.co.uk, the place to be to lose fat and increase your muscle tone. Today, I'm going to be talking about BPA-free and what it actually is. By now, you've probably heard the phrase or the term BPA-free. I mean, it's used on packaging, on bottles, most commonly, and you can see it here on this shaker. We've actually been trying to steer clear of BPA and suggesting that to our clients of the Double Vision Conditioning Centres since around about 2010. But what actually is BPA-free and why should you steer clear of it? It's bisphenol A, so say that quickly, bisphenol A, and it's a chemical used to make plastic and other products. And there's actually abundance of evidence now that says it's toxic for humans and, in fact, animals. BPA is an estrogenic. Say that one again quickly. It basically means that it mimics estrogen in the body, and we've talked about this a lot. And basically, it binds to estrogen hormone receptors.